Yo, what's schmagging, NBA Hoop fans, basketball fans, the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you know the voice, the man, the myth, the mech, you already know I'm messing up my goddamn intro, but it is what it is, bro. Look, the demi got us in the building. Let's get it, nigga, we back lit. I am mad as hell, but I am excited, though, at the same time, because I didn't want to do this last night. I was sad last night, so what I do is I come to you all with the brighter, happier, you know, Scott Fitzgerald, all right? You feel me? Make sure that you join the Hall of Fame alum, subscribe, follow the official HOF Press Badge handle on Twitter and at Hardwood Amino, man. We are on every platform that you can hear a podcast on. I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. I really do. The numbers are going up. We're going to continue to run it up. We are on Spotify, SoundCloud. We're on YouTube. Every episode that I have is coming on the YouTube community. I just want to get some, you know, more comments and reviews to let me know how the Hall of Fame Press Badge podcast is coming along. So we are on YouTube as well. Each episode that I put out will be on there, the hour-long episode. It'll be on YouTube, as I'm saying. It'll be on the channel. Make sure that you guys check out Hall of Fame Press Badge on YouTube. You can just put it straight into the link or whatever it is, and right into the search bar, and I'll pop up, and we can get it popping on there. We can talk, we can laugh, we can joke, we can talk about these playoffs, man. So with that being said, man, come on in, close the door, pull up a seat, let's talk some basketball. Welcome to the barbershop, let's talk. We're not on ESPN Pod Center yet, but we're gonna get this soon enough, man. Like I said, we're on every platform podcast you can hear a podcast on, and the Twitter is at @JustDaleScott if you want to join the conversation and the Hall of Fame alums on there. How are you doing today, loved ones? I am doing all right. As I've said, last night I was a little bit sad, but let's jump straight into a game three. The Justin Fitz reaction. Spicy P, who do you think you are, bro? Yeah, I'm jumping straight out the window. I'm going all the way in just like that, straight off the dribble, bro. Spicy P, who do you think you are, bro? Who do you think you are, bro? Are you Kyrie Irving in a tall body? Are you Kobe Bryant in a tall body? Who do you think you are? You dribble the ball so much better than Kawhi. Let's just say because Kawhi's hands are so big, he does some crazy things with the ball sometimes where he looks like Jordan, where he's in the middle of dribbling or just catching the ball has come to him from a bounce pass, and instead of him doing a normal what you would call a triple threat move and getting some space or whatever, kind of how Kyrie, kind of how Steph Curry does with his head, he's pushing people off of him, swinging the ball back and forth in front of him, little different rip through moves or whatever. Pardon the pause, pardon the interruption. Basically, Spicy P at this point is doing so many crossover moves and this and that, these rip-through moves. Shout-outs to Kobe because everybody loves the Kobe rip-through. Shout-outs to KD and Kawhi for those guys learning that Kobe rip-through. But what I'm referring to is Spicy P, he's dribbling the ball a lot. What I'm saying is he brings the ball down the court to initiate the offense often. Kyle Lowry is kind of being used in this series as a bit of a spot-up jump shooter or a person that is forcing the tempo off of a rebound. They bring him, you know what I'm saying, he gets the ball off of the rebound and then he sprints up and then he's either taking a jumper or he's passing the ball going into the rest of the offense, which would be following some screens to continue to get space for Kawhi, Spicy P, or Marc Gasol to do something. So Kyle Lowry is not initiating the offense as much as I thought he would be. So Spicy P, who do you think you are, bro? Do you really think that you're Kyrie? Because his crossover moves, I'm telling you, he has some nice tricks in the bag, bro. He is no capping. This guy is out of control playing great basketball this freaking series. So I just wanted to ask that question, you guys. If you guys feel me, man, make sure that you give me some thumbs up, thumbs down if you don't feel me. But bro, Spicy P really thinks that he's Kyrie or something, because his moves are very tight. His moves are very fluid. His moves are very solid. He's not clunking around. He's doing things at a way more elite level than somebody at his position in their first, second years. And what I'll do is I'll say one name. Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin was known for dunking. He was not known for dribbling. He cannot bring the ball down the court to initiate the offense the way that Spicy P does. He probably could do it, but he's not doing it the way that Spicy P is doing it. When I say a unicorn, he could be a unicorn. He could be. He is dribbling the ball like KD or something. He is dribbling the ball better than Steph sometimes coming down the court. They are not crowding him because he's so big. He's just going to push a smaller guy out the way and just continue to go towards the rim. I don't know, man. Spicy P, congratulations and welcome to the NBA, because this is your coming out party. You're in the finals, and this is what people watch NBA basketball for, to watch the finals, and now they know who you are. You have become a household name. With that being said, Curry kept shooting in that first quarter. Danny Green was not playing no games. Man had three threes in that first quarter. He was not playing. He was somewhat of the reason why those guys won that first quarter. And being that they won that first quarter so with such veracity or whatever, they went just straight, tried to snatch the souls out of those guys playing tough defense, and they scored. To come up with 36 at the end of that first quarter, Danny Green with them threes, it was crazy. You got McKinney in the first quarter. I love Steve Kerr. He's really throwing out everything that he can because he has injuries. But he keeps on putting in McKinney. Now, pause there. Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, there is a guy by the name of Nick Young who is not in the NBA anymore. He was on the Golden State Warriors last year. Nick Young was picked up by the Sacramento Kings and then waived. Why was Nick Young never picked up as another option for those guys? I understood they needed bigger guys, meaning that they had Jones, they had Looney, and they had Jarebko. Then somehow they get gifted DeMarcus Cousins pick. Okay, cool. Then they see that they still need more height, so they go out and go get Andrew Bogut. All of that is fine. But where are their guards, man? They don't have any guards. They got McKinney, who plays defense and turns the ball over and over and over on offense. Shit is annoying to me. Shit is very annoying to me, bro. But it just is what it is, man. Just continue to move forward. I'm not even going to go too far into McKinney and how I feel about him and shit. We're just going to keep on keeping pushing, right? Facts. Van Vliet had two fouls early in the first quarter, you know what I'm saying? Which was a good thing. It helped those guys, you know what I'm saying, stay above, you know what I'm saying, water. Basically, they were drowning that first quarter. But with Van Vliet losing the game, losing early, you know what I'm saying, they violated him real quick, got him out of there. And they kept the energy up high. Because of that, Van Vliet was not chasing Steph Curry around like that. So it was up to Kyle Lowry to do that. And he was busy shooting shots that he was not missing in that. I mean, shooting shots that he was not hitting in that first quarter. Serge has got to learn how to, if he's in the pick and roll and Steph Curry is out there, he's got to learn to step up. There was a moment where Steph was probably about what I would consider an official five steps, meaning five steps if you were walking. Five steps, if that's what you're going to call feet, 12 inches. So it's about 5 feet. He's about 5 feet from the three-point line, and Steph just casually walks up and has an extra dribble because he has so much space. Walks right into some space and shoots it. Serge comes up and tries to, you know, contest as the ball is releasing from his hand. He's got to close out a little bit better. But even though I'm hating on that, I'll get more in-depth into what Serge Ibaka did later on. So that was the end of the first quarter, basically. That's all I saw. Danny Green hitting a bunch of threes. Steph getting some space but not being able to do what he do. And they were, you know, they got to swarm this guy because he has no help. He has no help on the offensive end. And it's just like, he can't be Kobe because they're going to double team him. And if they're going to double team him, you cannot be looking to pass the ball if you're wide open. Just shoot. You're missing Klay and KD. That's a good 45 attempts at the basketball. I mean, at the rim. 45 attempts, 45 shots. Somewhere in there, somebody's got to step up and just shoot. And it can't be McKinney because he's turning the ball over. You all have got to stop worrying about your numbers. This is it. This is the finals. This is it. Sean Livingston is not playing the best basketball in the world. Andre Iguodala is missing some threes. He's at home, but you know what I'm saying? They weren't able to consistently hit these threes, which would allow the crowd to go berserk in there. But the crowd was never given a chance to go berserk. I'll tell you that. Shout out to Nick Nurse. The crowd was never allowed to go berserk because the Toronto Raptors were winning from the beginning to the end. The closest that the Warriors got once they spread out to a seven-point deficit between the two, you know what I'm saying, seven-point gap, they never closed within that seven-point gap until the fourth quarter, where they came close in contact, right? 6 points. They were down by 6 points. Back into it, man. Let's go straight into it, man. Justin Fitz reaction, man. Hall of Fame press badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Second quarter of game two. DeMarcus Cousins becomes the focal point of the offense. DeMarcus Cousins shoots up some backwards BS. He gets forced into not being able to spin, or he'll travel. And so he's forced to just throw up a shot. He just throws it up all the way backwards. Never looked at the rim. Just was trying to get a foul from the refs. The ball actually goes in the hole. That's how you all are starting off offensively. The Warriors, you guys are starting off like that offensively. Van Fleet gets it going with an early three once he finally gets back into the game. And it's just like, oh my God. Okay, here we go. Let's be honest, Hall of Fame fam. Talk to me real quick. Check me out. Quinn Cook is better than advertised. He is way far better than people would give him credit for. And when he was leading Duke, shout outs to Coach K and Duke and the NCAA. When Quinn Cook was leading Duke with Jabari Parker and all that stuff, when he was leading Duke, he was leading Duke. He was hitting big shots. He knows what to do in these big moments. He got a nasty step back within 20 feet, and he used it. And he used it, and he used it, bro. Shout out to Quinn Cook. If you guys don't like Quinn Cook, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think the Hall of Fame fam rocks with the damn Warriors right now, but I'm going to continue to talk about him because that's what team I rock with now. Enough of that. Let's get back into it. In the second quarter, because I'm bringing up Cook, right? The top scorers for the team were Steph Curry with 17 points. The next person following behind him in scoring was Quinn Cook with 5. That don't look good. That don't sound good. Lowry started to pull in transition and he was missing. Granted, he hit in the first quarter. He was missing in the second quarter. They started getting ticky-tacky fouls because of the frustration from not having any offense like that. And it started to show in that second quarter. And Cook versus Lowry, there was a screen that those guys bumped into each other. Oh, my God. That collision looked like it hurt it, bro. Early in that second quarter. I mean, late in that second quarter, they smashed into each other. But that just leaves the score looking really nasty at 60-52. Now, that's 8 points. It's an 8-point spread. You know what I'm saying? The last couple of seconds were kind of crazy. And Steph gets away with the foul and then gets a steal. And if he had just a second or two more, he might have laid it up because he was wide open toward the rim. But time expired. The half was over. And that's that, man. I don't know. I'm a little bit sad, man. I'm still a little bit sad. You know what I'm saying? I don't enjoy watching the Warriors lose. So, on to the third. They start off again with DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins gets a foul early. And he did too much complaining because he goes and gets fouled. I mean, he goes and fouls. Then he goes and gets fouled. He doesn't get back on defense and allows a layup from Kawhi Leonard on the next play in transition. Too much complaining. Way too much. But they started to get some things to work, which is why I'm saying Steve Kerr is actually smarter than people give him credit for. I really like Doug Gottlieb. Shout outs to Doug Gottlieb. He was on FS1 Radio. Shout outs to FS1 Radio. The guy is on there, and he preaches nothing but the gospel with his Owen Wilson face, his Owen Wilson nose, bro. He talks that talk, and he knows what he's talking about coaching and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So you could tell that the coaching adjustments were made for the next half, and there is something that is going to be very, very potent. There was a combination that worked on the floor that if they run enough plays with this group of guys, they'll be just fine. Got DeMarcus Cousins, Draymond Green, and Curry working in a triple three-man weave on the strong side, allowing Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala to suck the defense out into a corner on the weak side where Steph, Draymond, and DeMarcus Cousins can work a nice three-man weave. They did a nice play early in the third quarter, and I was like, wow, they need to get back to that kind of offense. Need to get right back to that. And then Steve Kerr showed once again his after-timeout plays. After-timeout plays got really, 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 really nice. And it was 66-59. Kerr does, you know what I'm saying? After time I play, it's 66-59. And that is 7 points, right? That's the 7-point gap. Kawhi then goes and hits a three. Nice straight line drive right at the top of the key. Nice play. Shout outs to Nick Nurse. They have a lot of space. I don't know what it is that he's doing for those guys, for them to space the floor the way that they do, but they space the floor very, very far out on offense. Really tough for those defenders because they have to be good one-on-one defenders because there's nothing but landscape until you see the next person. There's nothing but space. At this point, Iggy is doing all right. You know what I'm saying? He's 2-for-4 from 3, but these guys, they've got to stop. The Warriors have got to shoot some shots, bro. They got to just shoot the ball. As I said, 45 shots, respectively, 45 shots between the two players, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. 45 shots need to be made up. Steph has no problem shooting another 15 of them. He has no problem shooting 15 more extra shots than he normally would. But if he's the only person shooting the ball and nobody's helping him get open like that, and if he's passing you the ball and you end up wide open, and you're looking to pass it back to him and he's double team steal. Let me take my anger out of it. Let me fall back. All right. Kyle Lowry hits a three. And Kawhi goes at 6 minutes in the third quarter. This man gets away with a crazy travel. I don't know. Kawhi gets away with more travels than Michael Jordan used to. He gets away with more travels than Kobe used to. Kawhi travels a lot. Kawhi, as soon as the ball is like passed toward him, because his hand is so big, he can catch the ball with one hand and make three steps. Grab on that last step, grab the ball together with both hands, and then dribble the ball to the floor and make two more steps. Then dribble again, and he's allowed to take 6 or 7 steps while the ball has only been dribbled twice. Pardon me, y'all. But he is allowed to do that. He gets away with more travels than Jordan. I have no... Look, I'm rooting for the Warriors, but I'm rooting to have a good series. I'm rooting to see this game go... to see the series go 7. And that's what it's kind of looking like, right? Bogut gets into the game late into the third quarter. And he... becomes a rim protector. Now, why he's not in the game more often, I don't know. But what needs to happen, I don't know. This is going to happen anytime soon. But they're going to have to try and think big. They have such big bodies. They're going to have to try their best to do something with Serge to keep him off of the boards and to keep him from swarming in to rim protect. In the fourth quarter, let's go ahead and go into the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, Cook, again, got it going, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, he has got a package of work, you know what I'm saying? He had it on automatic for real, because like it's the same move. He did the same move to the same person. He did it to Serge twice. Nice little move, get your force going toward the rim, snatch it right back behind his back, and that ball comes free in a nice shooting pocket. The way that he bounced the ball right behind his back, boom, it just sweep right into his shooting pocket on the other side of his body. Grab it, shoot it up, and I mean, it's net. Nothing but water every time. Wet like water. It gets to be, you know what I'm saying, the third quarter starts off 96-83 to 96-86 to 96-89. So those guys were running it up, and they got 6 points to start off the fourth quarter. Jeff Van Gundy said something during the game. He said, hey, you know what I'm saying, these guys are trying to get it going, but they're playing better defense in the fourth quarter. I didn't see that. Playing better defense in the second and the fourth quarters. I didn't see that. But I don't know. They then go in the fourth quarter and they start off playing Jordan Bell at the four. I don't know what that's for. If you're going to play Jordan Bell at the four, why not play Bogut at the four? Have DeMarcus Cousins play the center. If not, switch it out. Same thing. Bogut play the center. DeMarcus Cousins play the four. Some work got to be done, man. There's some different changes, some lineups, some adjustments that need to be made for Steve Kerr. Lowry proves me wrong, hitting 2 more threes in that fourth quarter. And he ends up with like 23, 25 points and all. Kyle Lowry has a better game than he did that second game. He started off good that second game, but he's not playing good. So this, with Kyle Lowry getting in double digits, is like, okay, you know they're going to win now. So, in about 6 minutes, 30 seconds in the fourth quarter, Draymond cuts. And he hits his first 3 of the playoffs. Gorgeous play. He ends up hitting the 3. Very nice. And then it just becomes a block party. Ibaka goes, boom, 1 block. That gives him 4. Next couple of plays, boom, he gets the 5th one. The very next play, boom, gets the 6th one. Ibaka was not playing on the defensive end, bro. He was not playing, bro. He had them joints. Respect. Nothing but, you know what I'm saying, salute to Ibaka. He played a great game. Draymond hits another three. Jarebko hits a three. It's 4 minutes. 4 minutes in the game, and then there's Curry versus Lowry. They have a tip-off. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of funny. About 2 minutes left. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Kyle Lowry versus Curry. Curry gets the tip. That was pretty funny. That's something silly that happened in the game. And then later on, not really later on because it's a little bit after 2:40, Kawhi gets the ball. Kawhi does a blatant travel. A blatant travel. He does a ballerina spin move, pirouette. I don't know what the numbers are. He did all of the numbers. He did all of the positions. All of the position one, position eight. He did all of them. Did a pirouette, did a figure eight spin, did all of that shit. And they ain't called. They ain't called nothing. They ain't called nothing. Passed the ball out. Play continues. And Fred VanVleet hits three. Or two, a layup or something. I don't remember. All I remember is that travel. Kawhi gets away with more traveling than Jordan. He definitely does. Game ends 123-109, and all I can think of is the adjustments that Steve Kerr needs to make. Game 4 is coming up, and KD has been ruled out. He's not playing. And maybe Matt Barnes was right. Shout out to him. He was on Speak for Yourself, FSY, on FS1, of course. Shout out to those guys. Matt Barnes, definitely shout out to you, bro. He stated it first. He said, I think that this injury that KD has suffered, the Warriors are trying to play mind games with the Raptors. Now, the thing is, the Raptors, another thing has been said, the Raptors, is this a, like, giveaway of a season? The fact that they have won against an injury-plagued team? Or is this just they were going to win? Is this just the best basketball team for the past couple of years versus the best team in basketball this year? Now, I can't lie. The Bucks just kept winning. They just kept winning. Just kept winning, kept winning. But their offense looked good. But they didn't have much of a bench. They got a bench. They got Brogdon. You know what I'm saying? They had Thon Maker. They had Thon Maker. They had a couple of people that come off the bench. Got Mirotić and stuff like that. But he's a starter now. So, I mean, I've always had saw this year, this whole year, that the Raptors were a little bit better. Definitely a deeper team, but they were a little bit better. And I thought that their coach was a little bit better. Even though Nick Nurse is a new coach and whatever, first time, he's in the finals. He's right there with Eric Spoelstra. His name is in the hat. He's there. He made it to the final round. But the coaching changes that need to be made, hopefully they're made right. Hopefully they're made strategic. Hopefully they work. DeMarcus Cousins and DeMarcus Cousins and Steph have got to really work together to try to work some things out. And Draymond, I'm telling you, that strong side work that they were putting in, they need to try to work some of those things out. Now, of course, all of Steve Kerr's after timeout plays work, but still, no cap. He's got to fix. He's got some work to do. The Warriors have some work to do. I won't say that they have an uphill battle to climb, but they're very vulnerable and very subject to end up down 3-1. But that's Adult Swim, and that's some stuff that I'm going to be humble and I'm not going to continue to speak about. The marathon continues, okay? The Warriors have adjustments to make. And the Raptors, I mean, Spicy P played great. Kawhi, he did what he had to do. And Kyle Lowry. Salutes to you, man. You put some buckets up. And Ibaka kept that ball out of the hole. That's all y'all needed. Shout outs to Marc Gasol. I ain't say nothing about him. He was playing pretty good today. He played pretty good yesterday. Things happen, man. But there's some work to do. And there's some work to be put in. And I think that some guys are ready to put the work in. Let's just say that. Hopefully, Klay is back for game four. Pretty sure he's going to play one of those games on the home court before they leave. But KD is ruled out of game four. They need help. They need it. Guaranteed. They're going to need some help. Guaranteed. It's simple. Simple. Straight like that, boy. Are you dumb? Appreciate y'all for rocking with Hall of Fame fam. Hall of Fame alums, I appreciate you guys for following the hashtag. As I said, YouTube is about to get up and running. The episodes are going to be up. This is a longer Just a Fist reaction than usual because I broke down. I watched this game, you know what I'm saying? So this is a little bit different than the other ones. I've been going through a whole lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Stuff has been up in the air. But still here, man. So I appreciate you guys, man. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. Appreciate that. Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Are you dumb? You don't fuck with Hall of Fame fam, then you must be drunk. That's it, man. Thank you for listening to the Hall of Fame Press Badge show. Hit me up on Twitter at Just L. Scott. You can join that conversation. Check me out on YouTube. Check me out on the Hardwood Amino at HOF Press Badge. And log on to HOFPressBadge.com for the exclusive blog content. So if you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99, like, comment, review, subscribe. Continue to inspire me to inspire you. Mr. Rick Bucher, we're on Undisputed. We're talking some things. And then on The Odd Couple, your name was brought up. And Chris Broussard and Rob Parker shut that down. Said that Rick Bucher is what? Is he speaking the gospel? I don't know, maybe not like Doug Gottlieb. So all you guys, all you talk heads, continue to inspire me, man. That is a Justin Fitz reaction. Family can bring you down quicker than strangers, okay? Stay out the way, man. Continue to keep your nose clean. Let's put that footwork in. Let's grind. Ball is life. Close the door behind you on your way up out the shop. The shop is closed. It's Fitz. And like that, we gone.
Explain what is there.